Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Commissioners, item one is a approval of task order to Architects Design Group in the amount of $2,035,389. This is for phase two of the Public Safety Consolidated Dispatch Center. This gets us through the full design, permitting, bid phase, and construction phase of the project.
This is Jared Lowe, the Assistant County Administrator in Santa Rosa County, talking about an item, as you heard there, $2 million funding for an administration building for the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Joining us now, we have the aforementioned sheriff, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back, sir.
Hey, welcome back. But that was not for our admin building. That was for Consolidated Dispatch.
You're right, as I heard him saying it. You're right. You're exactly right. Okay, but so these are two different things, two different projects?
Yes, yes. This is for all the dispatch in the county to become in one place, you know, in one building. The admin building is totally separate. It's going to be hopefully built in front of our current building.
Okay.
And that's going to be for expanding because, you know, the place right now was built basically for jail admin staff. And that was for about 120 people, and now we're over 500. So it's getting kind of cramped.
So the two different the 911 dispatch for the county is in the EOC currently, right? That's where they do it. But it made it sound like there are several different places where it's already, where it's currently being done.
That's out of our building.
Oh, it's out of your building.
Of course, no, just us, just law enforcement.
Oh, okay.
EOC, yeah, they dispatch from up there in Milton. And then we have our own dispatch in our admin building, and Gulf Breeze has their own dispatch, and Milton PD has their own dispatch. So what this is going to do is just basically bring everybody together into one place.
Which makes a lot of sense. Very good. But that's separate from the admin building that you guys want to build. Where are we at in that process? It's partially funded. It's mostly funded. Where are we at?
Oh, no, it's partially funded. We've we got, thanks to Alex Andrade, we got $750,000 from the state to start the planning process, and basically we picked a company now, and we're going to start with the plans, getting the plans drawn up is where we're at right there.
And the total cost of that project, I know, I guess it hasn't been bid yet, so you wouldn't know, but ballpark?
Yeah, we don't know. We're thinking, you know, because it depends on a couple of things. Number one, the site survey. So when they come out, they look at where we want to put it. If they look there and say, look, you don't have enough room or whatever, then it's going to change the entire cost of it because now we're going to have to get land. We're going to have to build it someplace else. So we don't even have a ballpark figure. What we're wanting it to be is 50,000 square feet, a couple of floors or two or three floors. And we want to build for the future where we don't use it all immediately. We have open offices because, you know, of course, we're going to grow. And we don't want to be full as soon as we move in.
Right. I mean, there's no point to building a thing where you have to start building another one as soon as you build into it, right?
Exactly. No point in that.
Any incidents or events in the last week since you and I talked in Santa Rosa County?
Yesterday, a 17-year-old boy drowned at Navarre Beach. I think the search and rescue or search and recovery effort is ongoing. They haven't found them yet. But that happened yesterday, which is, you know, always horrific. And we always tell people, you know, swim by the lifeguards. I mean, that's why we pay them money to take care of the people out there. And unfortunately, this time it didn't work out.
So this young man was swimming in a place that did not have guards, as far as you know. Is that right?
Correct. He wasn't, you know, you have the sound side and then you have the Gulf side.
Right.
What I was told was he was swimming on the sound side.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
And and that's, you know, that's something that, you know, I talk with Dave Greenwood from the Pensacola Beach all the time and, you know, every week. And, you know, one of the things that he likes to remind people of is look, you know, water is dangerous everywhere, and people people tend to think that on the Sound everything is so super safe. Well, I mean, you know, obviously it cannot be, because people drown in pools and there's no waves in pools, you know.
Exactly.
It can be dangerous anywhere. That's why whenever we go to the beach, we always swim by the lifeguards for that exact reason, because I would just always rather be by one. Oh, that's really a tragedy. I had wanted to ask you. Oh, you had the your annual awards banquet, right?
We did, and as you can tell by my voice, I'm still not quite over it. But yeah, I had to miss it for the first time ever.
Oh, bummer.
I was sick, but my chief deputy Randy Tiff took over and did a great job. But every year we have an awards banquet. We feed everybody for free, and we give out awards and make sure everybody, you know, gets recognized for all the things they do during the year. And we have so many. We have over 400 sworn officers now, and it's, you know, they do a lot of good stuff that a lot of people don't get to hear about. So we love recognizing them, and it's just a night of fellowship and, you know, get to recognize good people.
Yeah, no, it's always, and a lot of times, you know, cops are kind of all out doing their thing, and they don't have that chance to all get together in one place and celebrate like that. You have road deputies is 400, 350?
No, this is all sworn. That includes the jail. We have about 120 jail deputies as well.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Very good. One thing that I wanted to ask you about, you and I had a conversation about this before, had to do with the legal status of concealed carry when it came to in your car. And I want to give you a chance to talk about that, because I know you'll be able to clarify. But you and I talked about this a little while ago when the law was changing, and I wanted to follow up on it. We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110, and 98 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Bob Johnson, Sheriff Bob Johnson. I was thinking about you the other day because I was getting ready to go for a walk, and I was putting my gun on, and I was putting my wallet in, and I thought, well, do I need my wallet? Since you no longer have to, I mean, I'm out of habit. If you take your gun, you take your wallet, because you always, or my money clip in my case, you always have to have your card in order to prove that you're lawfully able to. But since in Florida, you no longer have to have a concealed carry permit, do you have to carry any kind of ID if you're carrying a gun? What is the rule about that?
Well, I'll tell you this. It would be a good practice to carry ID, and not because you need a concealed weapons card, but let's say, just for example, you're out walking your dog, and you get around the corner and have a heart attack or get hit by a car or whatever. And we can't, readily identify you and your address really quickly. It just takes longer for us to figure out who you are, who we need to notify that you're in the hospital, you know, that kind of thing. So, no, do you have to carry it? No, you don't. But it's always, you know, it makes sense to carry some form of ID on you at all times.
Okay. And then the other question, this was what we talked about a moment ago. You and I had talked about it when the law was changing around concealed carry and cars. And if I recall, you had been of the opinion that having a gun sort of in your sidewall or in your, maybe in your glove box, these things were not allowed even for a concealed carry permit holder. You had to have it on your person physically. Do you have any follow-up on that? Where does the law stand? Can you maybe clarify? Because this is something I often wonder is, you know, it's when I'm driving, it's actually more accessible if it's in my sidewall rather than it is in my pants underneath the seat belt and everything else. You know what I mean?
Right. And you know, I'll tell you this, the law in Florida has always been, if you're carrying it in your car, all it has to, you can put it anywhere in your car you want to. It can be in plain sight, it can be under a seat, whatever, in the glove box. It doesn't matter, as long as it's in a snapped holster or a zippered pouch. Now we've got this concealed carry. Everybody can conceal carry. From my understanding of the law is that that does not go into the car the same way. In other words, if you don't have a concealed weapons permit, you can't have a gun outside a zippered pouch or a snapped holster concealed in your vehicle.
So the universal concealed provision does not give you the right to concealed carry in your own vehicle, as far as you know.
Yeah, as far as I know, that's what I've, you know, gotten from the initial, you know, law passing, was that, yeah, you can carry it on your person. You don't have to have a concealed weapons permit anymore to carry it on your person. That's basically what the law says. It did not, as far as I recall, it doesn't address in the motor vehicle.
Interesting.
So you can't. Yeah, you can't have it in the glove box, not in a snapped holster. But, you know, it's easy. That's an easy remedy. If you have a snapped holster, how long does it take you to get it out of the snapped holster?
Well,
you know,
I mean,
an extra 1 second?
Well, I mean, the other slice of that is, like, if I'm defending myself against a carjacking, you know, I don't want to have to unsnap, unzip, open up. You know what I mean? Like, I want it available. Sure. The other question I was asking, though, about if I have a concealed carry permit, but I just have the gun loose in my, like, the door wall, is that legal or is that not legal because it's not on my person?
Yeah, well, the way I understand it, it's got to be on your person. Hmm. This is concealed carry on your person. It's totally legal in Florida without a permit now.
Okay.
But what I'll do is, we can talk about it next week on the show. I'll get I have a legal counsel now. She used to be a state attorney, and I will have her look into it. But that's the way I read it, is that it's on your person, you're fine.
Okay.
You can't have it. It didn't change anything about a motor vehicle.
Okay. So. All right. Well, that's all very interesting because, I mean, we have things like, you know, my wife doesn't have a concealed carry permit. And so, like, if I've got the gun in the car, but it's not on me, and then she's driving, you know, I always want to be in compliance with the law, whatever the law is, and sometimes it's hard to know exactly what it is, which is kind of why I'm asking. Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for what you do. I hope you feel better, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
You bet. 820 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are considering the prospect of buying a home or of selling a home and you want to get good advice, which is what you should always want, good advice, give Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty a call. They will take care of you. In fact, she just kind of loves talking to people about these things and giving them perspective and answering their questions. And, you know, she's kind of like at heart an educator, which kind of showed up back when she was doing the news, but still shows up now where she goes on Pep Talk and she's like, I just love meeting people and talking to them and nerding out about real estate and helping them make good decisions. And sometimes that means talking them out of buying a home or selling a home. Sometimes that means helping them realize, oh, you've got what you need. You can make it happen. It used to be, for a couple of years, it was super easy to sell homes, you know, plus 200 a year they were selling. Now it's like 165, 175. It's a little bit more challenging, but, you know, it's starting to come back around a little. She says they're starting to see multiple offers on homes. Not always, but sometimes. And look, now might be the perfect time for you. Now might be the time to wait. I don't know. Don't ask me. It's not my business. Ask her. She's really good at this. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx to start saving today.
Expert panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Let me clarify. I love my wife. I want her to be happy. I want good things for her.
No, I would not give you false hope on this strange and mournful day, but the mother and child reunion is only a motion.
I probably said it before, but I let that one play a little bit because that was my song for my mom. And, you know, I remember when she passed, obviously is very, I mean, it's been 24 years and I can't think about it too much because if I start thinking about it, it's going to be bad. You know, my mom would have been a fantastic grandmother. And my boys are lucky to have a really, really good grandmother. My wife's mom is fabulous. I mean, genuinely amazing. Like all the people who talk about having the troublesome mother-in-law. Oh, man, I don't know. We just missed that problem entirely. I'm so grateful for it. But like when I was in England working and I'm literally an ocean away, you know, just brings back a lot of memories from me. I love that song so much. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Reaction coming in from around the globe after the death of Pope Francis at the age of 88. Vice President J.D. Vance, who met with Francis just yesterday at the Vatican, says his heart goes out to all who loved him. The White House posting on X today, rest in peace, Pope Francis. Former President Joe Biden releasing a statement calling Francis, quote, unlike any who came before him, and an advocate for the voiceless and the powerless. Florida State University attempting to return to normal today after that shooting last week. Classes are resuming. The school's also offering students a choice of remote learning. They say getting back to normal is different for every individual student. And the so-called doomsday mom is scheduled to be back in a Phoenix, Arizona courtroom today. Lori Daybell is accused of conspiring to kill her fourth husband in 2019. She's representing herself in this case. She has until today to decide whether to rest her case. If she does, closing arguments would begin.
All right. Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. 825. It looks like, got word from a good friend who says that they think maybe the C5 is going to take off within about the next hour or so. That is the Galaxy. That is bigger than a B-52, bigger than a 747. It's a fair bit bigger than a B-52. It's a little bit bigger than a 747. And it will be, what's the word I want? Loud as hell. It's just, you know, and if you're pretty much anywhere in the area and you hear a roar to the, well, most of us are, for most of us to the southwest, but anywhere in the direction of the Navy base, just look. You'll see it. You will not be able to not see it. It will be, you know, I'm always amazed. I just forget on weekdays and I'm driving around at like 11 o'clock and I look and I see contrails up there and I'm like, oh, the Blues are practicing. And you can see them from all over. You can't really see them well, but you can still see the smoke, you know, from all over the place. And you will definitely be able to see this plane. Big old jet carrying the F-18 out to a museum in California. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5s. John?
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110, even 98 and Highway 90 are flowing very smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Oh, it's just more of a, like, personal something to tell you about, but I thought it was interesting. You know, my wife and I have been doing we do biking every weekend. When it gets warm, we do paddleboarding. And it was a free weekend for the Gulf Islands National Seashore over the weekend. And we had been wanting to do, you know where that beach is right at the Destin Bridge? That's like the Air Force Base property right on the western bank there. And then they closed that and it hasn't been available for years and years. Well, there's a Gulf Islands National Seashore segment on to the west. And so we went there and then paddled. God, I don't know. It must have been 40 miles we paddled. It was long. No, it wasn't that bad. But as the primary paddler, I'm telling you, I'm a little sore today. I haven't done this in a while. And we had wanted to go snorkeling around that bridge because we had heard it was really good in that vicinity. But there's no, unless you have a boat, you know, it's really, there's no way to get there from here kind of thing. So we did that, Saturday. And really good snorkeling in that vicinity. I saw, you know what Sheep's Head are, John? Sheep's Head is a, I don't know, 10-ish, 5 to 15-pound fish that has human-looking teeth, which is super creepy.
okay, that is creepy.
When they look at you and they smile, you're like, ah.
But, really?
But, yeah, and they're about, what I said, and they're like black and gray kind of stripes, so they kind of very vaguely look like an angelfish, but not that same shape, but much bigger. So I'm snorkeling in the shallow part and, you know, seeing all these, all around the pilings for the bridge. Like, there's all kinds of stuff there. Oh, God, so many jellyfish. So irritating. But trying to swim around the jellyfish with my snorkel and then seeing all these little tiny things all over the place. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, this is kind of disappointing. What is that? It's so big. And he looked at me and he thought, at first he was, what is that? And he looked at me and he took off. I'm like, well, I saw one. And then I saw, like, 30 of them. There were so many. And, you know, it's... I am always amazed. I don't know if this is for the people who don't. If you don't own a snorkel and fins and a mask, get it. Just get it. We always go to the springs. You know, we go in rivers, whether it's the Blackwater, which isn't great at it, but, you know, anywhere you can go. And the Gulf is good and the Sound is good. But especially if you go to, like, the springs where there's a lot of fixtures and features and things to see, the view you have from in your boat or on the beach looking at the water is one view, okay? And it's fine. The view from as soon as you put your face in the water, there's this enormous natural aquarium and the stuff you have no idea is going on under that. It can be a little freaky if you go back to the other way. But I'm just telling you, we have had probably the single best thing I ever purchased since moving to Florida was a fins and a snorkel and a mask. Because we have had hundreds of hours of entertainment driving around to the springs and looking and seeing fish. And, you know, there's nothing like being at a springs, for example, and swimming up next to a 3-foot gar. I'm like, hello there, sir.
How you doing?
don't mind me.
I'm just here.
Or a manatee. And we also saw on our thing over the weekend, I finally got my first picture of a dolphin fin. We have lived here 11 years. Every time I see a dolphin, it's like they're up, they're down, they're gone. Like, you know? And I finally got, it's a terrible picture too. I won't even post it. It's so embarrassing. But saw like the whole pod of like 4 or 5 that were swimming around. So anyway, it is good snorkeling. It is good. It's a little creepy because it's dark. And it's something about the fear and the dark and the depth. And you kind of get out there and you're like, ah. And I had seen a black tip shark before that. It's 3-foot one. But still, in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, it's the past. There's sharks. And sheephead. And teeth. Cool stuff. And mullet. And yeah. So anyway, as much as I know it's not news, but it is, trust me. Buy, especially if you've got kids, you know, get them a mask and a snorkel and fins. They will love it.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Catholics flocking to St. Peter's
after 6 o'clock this morning. Protests across the Gulf Coast over the weekend and the nation as well. In Pensacola, protesters with the 50-51 movement were gathered at Bayview Park. They were protesting the Trump administration.
We are here. We're here to support you. We're here to support America, all of America, white, brown, black, Native Americans. We've all got to come together. This is about the United States of America.
That's Dr. Gloria Horning. She talked with Channel 3. Organizers say they were happy with the turnout, although it was a bit smaller than a similar protest held last month. Protesters were also out in Mobile. Nonprofit Feeding the Gulf Coast is set to expand their facilities in Milton. The organization confirming to WKRG that they'll begin a 6,000-square-foot expansion this fall, which will enable them to process more food and provide additional resources to the community. They plan to add a kitchen and will be preparing meals for kids and offering nutritional classes. Feeding the Gulf Coast provided 14 million meals across the panhandle last year. Well, one person has died after a shooting at a local events center. That happened Saturday morning at the 851 Event Center at Delano and Pace. The victim was found near that venue in a parking lot and pronounced dead. So far, no word on suspects or a motive. One person's in custody in Mobile after a shooting at a Publix over the weekend. That happened on Saturday, and police say a male suspect demanded money from a female victim, then shot her as they struggled. The victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and is expected to survive. The suspect has not been booked into the jail yet. Reportedly, he began complaining of chest pains and was taken to the hospital. After being detained, police say he'll be identified after he's booked into jail. Well, the two men killed in the FSU shooting last week have been identified. They were school dining coordinator Robert Morales and vendor employee Tyru Chaba. Other shooting victims are reportedly in stable condition and are expected to recover. Police say 20-year-old Phoenix Eichner opened fire at the university's student union during lunchtime last Thursday. Eichner was shot and captured after confronting police officers. A Florida police officer hurt after a shooting in Columbia County. Lake City police say one of their officers was shot last night during an Easter Sunday event at a local recreation center. A fight broke out that resulted in the officer being shot. He was taken to the hospital. No word on his condition, although police do say he was awake and communicative when he was transported to the hospital. Three people were taken into custody so far. They have not announced any charges. It's 8:35 at News Radio, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are still flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays on Highway 90 or 98, which is great news. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at a nice day today with temperatures staying warm. We will be looking at a little more cloud cover as we go into your afternoon with a small chance of rain, 20% overall. High near 78 degrees, low tonight near 69 degrees. For Tuesday, about a 30% chance of some pop-up showers, especially inland areas. High near 78. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 69. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be looking at a nice day today with temperatures staying warm. We will be looking at a little more cloud cover as we go into your afternoon with a small chance of rain, 20% overall. High near 78 degrees, low tonight near 69 degrees.
And right now it is 72 and a beautiful start to our morning here in Pensacola. 8:35, our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at our markets this morning. The Dow is down 425 points at 38,716.62. S&P is down 65 points at 52,17.28. NASDAQ down 248 points at 16,38.07. Our 10-year bond rate is up slightly, 4.381% today. Gold prices up $98 at $34.26. Silver prices up 44 cents at $32.91. Copper up a nickel as well. Taking a look at our crypto market today, Bitcoin up 2,600 at 87,204. Ethereum's up 40 bucks. Solana's up. Dogecoin even up about 2 cents this morning. International carrier firm DHL Express is suspending global shipments worth over $800 to American customers. DHL says the suspension will start today. The move is considered temporary. The company says the shipment suspension is in response to new U.S. customs rules. The USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service has issued a public health alert for pork carnitas products that have been sold at Aldi. The product, they say, could be contaminated with pieces of metal. The alert applies to 16-ounce packages labeled pork carnitas seasoned and seared pork with juices slow-cooked with citrus. The affected products have a use-by date of June 30th or July 1st printed on the side. Sam's Club is reportedly phasing out its in-person checkouts at all of its 600 locations. They'll be replacing checkouts with scan-and-go and just-walk technology, so customers will have to scan their goods on the Sam's Club mobile app. Then an AI scanner will check the goods when you leave the store. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air. Tune in Thursday at 9:30. See you groovy people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
All right, we were kind of halfway talking about this the other day, and so I decided to let it just go be its own topic. We were commenting on how there just aren't brand icons anymore, especially like for the most part, even on TV or anywhere. Just, you know, there just aren't of the sort where this creature, this character represents some kind of a brand. I think it was because I played a clip from the like the Yokiara Taco Bell dog. And then we were talking about how, God, there's nothing like that anymore. There's no character invention of the marketing people that we fall in love with that represents some brand. And so I was just curious, what's the brand icon or character or personality that you remember fondly or that you miss? 437-1620, 437-1620. And if there's one that still exists today, you know, you can mention that. We're not ruling out current examples. I just know I was having a hard time even thinking of, like, the closest I could come up with was Flo from Progressive. You know, and that's not, I mean, a person is not the same. It needs to be a creature, a character, or something. Meg, hold on. Okay,
I'm so
fine.
Excited.
Meg is so eager. We'll let her go first. 437-1620. What is your brand icon that
this
you
this one was the first one that came to mind, and it just made me smile. You ready?
I'm ready.
Tony the Tiger.
Oh, all right.
It's great.
That's all right.
Remember
hold on.
That?
I did a very terrible job of
Frosted
preparing
Flakes
for this segment, but John, put my computer on.
Well, you
John,
know you don't
put
have
my computer
to use it
on.
Half the time.
There it is.
There you go.
I used to love that as a kid.
All right,
talk
that's my one
that.
I got. That's a good one.
And we used to say, "How's dinner? Great."
And Tony the Tiger, they don't use that anymore.
No,
do they?
I don't think so.
I mean, Frosted Flakes illegal now?
Yeah, I don't
since
know.
The Obama era, I don't know. Okay, John, because you know you can't give these kids their Frosted treats. John, do you have a one that sticks out for you?
The Kool-Aid Man.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's
he's busting
good.
Through I walls
yeah.
and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
That's a good one.
437-1620. What's your icon, brand, ambassador, character, whatever you want to think of? 437-16. I am going to struggle my best to find audio of the ones that I already have. And a lot of these. Frito Bandito.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I forgot about that
that's,
one.
Wow, I feel like this is vaguely racist now, but you know, I love it. That's great. I had forgotten about. Oh, and this is one I was thinking of, a dog who surfs, a dog that gets the chicks, a dog that can be your best wingman, especially when the dog is ordering Bud Light for you. It's Spuds McKenzie. Why did you not want to say it?
Well, I was trying to figure out where you were going with this. I didn't know if it was like Golden Retriever or something.
No, it's Spuds McKenzie, right? Which right? I think Spuds McKenzie was basically like the frat dog, right? He was basically the stereotypical frat guy, but if he were a dog. Right. Not metaphorically, but really. No, this is a good example, one that still exists, the Geico lizard. The gecko.
Oh, gecko.
Yeah,
that's right.
The gecko with his weird British accent. Yeah, no, good example. You're exactly mm-hmm. right. And that is, of course, one that's still around. And that's everybody knows the Geico gecko. Mm-hmm. And you, I mean, it takes no time to, if you look at a billboard and you've got some message up there, but it's got a picture of the lizard, you say, right. Oh, okay, obviously.
Right.
Oh, you know what that gives me? This is one that it's the funny one because it's the anti-icon.
Mm-hmm.
The Chick-fil-A cow.
Oh, right. Yeah. That,
because
yeah,
the Chick-fil-A cow is an ad for chicken.
Right. Yeah, don't eat chicken.
But if you see a billboard and you
chicken,
see
I mean.
Cows, black and white spot, mm-hmm. you know it's a chicken ad.
Right.
Or it's a Chick-fil-A ad, even though it's
but
kind
it's
of
cute.
It's a genius contrary.
Chicken,
yeah, exactly.
Very clever.
Let's see, 437-1620. Somebody else said Frito Bandito. Somebody says, that's twice that this person has agreed with you completely, Meg. So I don't know. Let's see if we can arrange something here. Let's see. I'm not even a beer drinker, but Spuds McKenzie. The polar bears for Coca-Cola. Oh, the polar bears were great.
Yeah.
They had no lines. The polar bears were cute to watch. Of course, who would believe a polar bear that could both drink Coke and speak? I mean, obviously, that wasn't going to work. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
It doesn't work.
A logic?
They don't speak?
No.
Okay. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays on 98 or Highway 90 or even Navy Boulevard. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Now, how do I not have, I guess I don't, only you can prevent forest fires. Smokey the Bear.
Yeah,
Smokey the Bear is pretty
That's a good one.
The Noid from Domino's. Oh, I hated the Noid. I thought that was so irritating. The little boingy boingy, you know, kind of character. But I remember it. If you tell me the Noid, I remember Domino's for sure. Somebody else, Tony the Tiger and Smokey the Bear. Somebody says, Limu Emu.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that one.
I don't like it either.
So
I find it
so
annoying.
And
it gets in your head, right?
Mm-hmm.
Limu Emu or whatever.
With the baby in that one's really on getting my nerves now. The baby in the carriage by the water. Liberty.
Thank you for that, Texter. You're the best. Oh, Count Chocula.
Oh, yeah. Cereals used to have good ones.
Right. All the cereal. I mean, they knew how to get us as kids. You know,
Snap, Crackle, Pop.
Right. The little three little people.
Or the Nabisco elves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Same kind of thing.
And
then, you know, what's funny is you both will remember this. Anybody under 30 will think I'm lying. Well, anybody under 20 will think I'm lying. There was a time when we'd watch Saturday morning cartoons and, you know,
yes,
ads. But then you would get your mom to buy you the whatever cereal that they told you to buy on TV. And then that went away, too. But then for breakfast, you would read the cereal box.
While you were eating cereal. We did,
like,
yes.
The cereal box was educational before phones.
They had puzzles on them.
Right.
And cartoons and
word
stuff.
Word finds.
Yeah.
And, you know, all kinds of weird stuff. The Golden Retriever for Bush Beans. Is that familiar to you guys?
Yes.
Okay. All
right.
I know
what they're talking about. Yes.
The Jolly Green Giant.
Oh.
Also, we don't have the Jolly Green Giant anymore, do we?
I don't know. I don't recall seeing it recently, but that's a good one.
Oh, all of McDonald's. Yes, good text. 437-1620. All of your Ronald McDonald, who we still sort of have occasionally, I guess, and the Hamburglar and
I was going to say the
Grimace,
the one with the bandit, yeah.
You know, and all that kind of stuff. Somebody says the Hamburglar. That's exactly right. That's Liberty Mutual for the emails,
yes,
I guess.
Yes.
Okay, I couldn't have told you that. Two answers. The Charmin guy. Don't squeeze the Charmin.
Don't squeeze the Charmin.
Although that's a person, but still, it's a brand icon, right? And then the lady for Wendy's, the Where's the Beef lady.
That made me think of the Palmolive, Madge.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh
can you hear me now?
She was like an icon.
Yeah, no, so can
you
hear me
your
as
nails
a person?
With Palmolive.
Okay.
But she was, she was an icon on TV constantly.
I will take your word for it.
Oh my God, it's terrible. I'm going to go home.
I can't picture it. I can't picture it. I can definitely picture.
Someone help me out here.
Hey, where's the meat?
I can definitely picture her.
Yeah.
But, the Little Caesars dude, the Pan Pan guy?
Mm-hmm.
Pan Pan, you know, and you get two pizzas. Back when Little Caesars used to sell, you know, a pair of pizzas, right? For back when they were terrible pizza, and now they're less so. Captain Crunch, good. The Campbell's Soup Kids, who are telling you about the good. The California Raisin. These are good answers.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey for Life Cereal. Elsie the Borden's Cow. Oh, that's a good. But they still have that, but they don't feature it, right? I mean, it's on the logo still. What was the one I was thinking of that was, I'll think of it, comes back to me. The Energizer Bunny. Oh, that's good.
That's a good one. That's still around.
That still is around. They emphasized it more in the past, but that's still. Oh, best one ever for sure for a kid's product. Joe Camel. Remember when they had to get rid of Joe Camel?
Yes.
Like as part of, was it part of the settlement?
I don't know.
The tobacco lawsuits, but they got rid of Joe Camel. Joe Camel, who, let's just say, had a prominent feature.
Okay, well,
so I mean,
then there was the Marlboro Man.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't too bad to look at.
I never noticed.
Never.
The Tootsie Pop Owl. How many licks does it take? The E-Trade Baby. Oh, no. Really? You know what that reminds me of is the one Super Bowl ad that it sticks out the easiest in my brain that never went anywhere was Puppy Monkey Baby.
Oh,
you remember Puppy Monkey Baby?
Mm-hmm.
It was like some weird flavor of Dr. Pepper or an energy drink or something. I don't remember, but never went anywhere. Alka-Seltzer. Well, that's more of a slogan. Mrs. Butterworth. Okay. All right. I got
I'll
you.
Miss her.
Oh, my God. We're getting so many answers here. I can't even get to all of these.
Clydesdales.
The Clydesdales. That's, that's good. Yeah. And we lived in St. Louis, so that's a huge fixture there in the area. Somebody says, I remember Madge. You're
Thank
dipping
you.
In it.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
all right.
You.
the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, I loved him.
We made a whole movie about the Pillsbury Doughboy, and he destroyed New York. I mean, it wasn't technically the Pillsbury Doughboy, I know. It's a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, but whatever. Close enough. The old pro from the Flagstaff beer commercials. I don't remember that. Mr. Clean. Mr. Peanut.
Yes.
That's still around.
Planters.
Yep. The Marlboro Man was awesome. Snap, Crackle, and Pop for the Rice Krispies. Madge from Palmolive. Mr. Clean. Oh, don't steal me Lucky Charms.
Oh, yeah.
I literally cannot get to all these texts. There's so many of them. The Ham's Beer Bear. Okay. All right. I'll allow it. The Maytag Repairman. You remember how we'd like sit around and they'd get no calls because, you know, you don't need
to. That was clever.
That's a great anti-ad.
Yes, exactly.
Of sorts, right?
Very clever.
The Kid Singing the Coke, the Charmin, the Alka-Seltzer, Plop Plop, Fizz Fizz. And I think that is the end of, oh my God, so many texts. All right, let me say, I thought I got one more here. 437, 1620. Yeah, one more vote for Joe Camel. Joe Camel was, let's just say, an interesting marketing opportunity. Oh, there was one more that this is a little bit older, but I'm gonna do it anyway because I happen to have the sound effect. But this is one of those that if you're old enough, you'll remember this for sure. I gotta play it. There we go.
A dog can get mighty hungry when he doesn't get his chuck wagon.
Remember the chuck wagon train running around and jumping in and out of the TV? All right, that's it for us. 8:51 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's spring at Anderson Subaru, the perfect time to refresh your ride. With 3.9% for 63 months on 2025 Subaru Outback models, or get 3.9% for 48 months on 2025 Forester models and 2025 Crosstrek models. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The Studer Community Institute, with many others, is dedicated to creating America's first early learning city right here in Pensacola. To do that, Rishi and I built the United States' first early learning sensory garden right at the corner of Baylin Street and Main Street. Yep, right by the brew-through. Bring your child. Not only will they have fun, but they'll also learn a lot. And while you're there, you can have a coffee or a smoothie or a bite to eat. So please, bring your child down to the brew-through to the early learning sensory garden. Thank you.
You've built up the equity in your home. Now, a home equity line of credit from PinAir Credit Union can help you put it to great use. So build something incredible, like a backyard oasis or new walk-in shower. Invest in something special, like education or your business. Or just replace your roof. Boring, but important. Whatever you need, a home equity line of credit from PinAir is ready and waiting. And since there's no annual fee and no closing costs, a PinAir home equity line is always a perfect fit. Get started at PinAir.org/HELOC. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm pretty tired. Think I'll go home now.
Is this true? Somebody texted me in, who is a very reliable listener, says that, I can say it's Dave Merson. He's our former state representative and all-around good guy, knowledgeable guy, fills in for me, does the rap, you know, really sharp guy, and very sweetheart, too. Anyway, he says Mr. Clean, the figure, was based on a Navy sailor from Pensacola, and I did a quick look, and that seems to be correct. Yeah. I mean, it's on Wikipedia. It's got to be true. I'm not throwing shade. I'm saying Mr. Clean's image was inspired. This is random facts. Was inspired by a bald sailor from Pensacola, Florida. Designed by. Hold on. Let me click on this real quick. Where did it go? Internet. He was designed by Harry Barnhart and Ernie Allen, two employees at an ad agency in Chicago. Okay. Interesting. So I of course never knew. Did you know that, John? That Mr. Clean was a Pensacola icon?
I had no clue.
So you could have just been going down to, like, Seville Quarter, and you could have bumped into a guy, and you're like, you know who you remind me of?
You remind me of Mr. Clean.
And it would have been like, I am Mr. Clean. That'd be kind of cool to be able to say that. John Pickens, that's Traffic on the Fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. No delays either. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. You know, we were talking earlier about the Escambia Children's Trust and their discussion about, you know, funding agencies that have gotten funding before as opposed to funding new agencies that people complain that they don't get funding, and I kind of explained that. It's the 6 o'clock hour if you want to listen to the podcast. But there was a very interesting note that came up. I am well aware of the mess hall in Pensacola where you can go and learn about science, and it's a very cool place. Megan Pratt, former city councilwoman, is kind of the founder, president, whatever her title is, you know, the key organizer there. Great place. It's like one of those, like a science museum, but for kids, you know, and there's some of those things around the country. St. Louis has a really great one called the Magic House, and anyway, and the City Museum is another version of that. But anyway, they were talking about their program to take the mess hall and go to kids where the kids are. This is Ariel Egan, I believe, talking about this.
I have also seen an increase in their confidence in their general capabilities. So while I once heard phrases like, I can't do that, I don't want to do that, I'm not good at that, you do it for me, I now hear things like, oh, I want to try that. When can we start? Let me do it. I want to do it. And that enthusiasm is abundant. I have seen them work together to deal with their frustrations and failure. And the activities that we bring with science and engineering, there's a lot of room for failure. There's a lot of room for them to deal with frustration and work together to create mummies, to establish the best way to wrap themselves with toilet paper so that it doesn't break all the time. I've thrown puzzles at them, and these are not typical puzzles. These are put the dinosaur bones together without instruction, and they fully embraced the unknown of paleontology here.
Oh, and by the way, I love that idea about science is all about failing, and you know, the experiment doesn't work, or that doesn't, or you make a mistake. I mean, she's exactly right, and that you gain confidence from even developing the willingness to fail and make mistakes. I think this is Sarah Beth Gordon, who is the education director.
We also noticed when we first asked during the light unit, again, that was the first contract year, that these students weren't recognizing that they were using math skills every time that we came. So we began to push.
Like they would ask them follow-up questions about what their time, and they realized that they were teaching math or reinforcing math, but the kids didn't realize it was happening.
The use of those math skills and recognizing that this is a math skill that you're using. And this is just showing two of the units, the difference between light and sound. And it's really important if you've ever looked at an oscilloscope or measured sound, you are looking for patterns. You are measuring. You are estimating. And these kids recognize that, which I think is a really big use, again, of that applied mathematics that we have seen.
I mean, it's great to have them practicing math. It's even better if they realize it. So math starts to become positively branded in their imagination of what they can do and what they have control over. And then Megan Pratt, as I said, former city councilwoman, and I forget her title with the mess hall, but she's the key person I associate with them.
So our facility downtown is not big enough to have any sort of after-school programming. And transportation would be a challenge as well. So our effort in designing this program was, let's go to community centers that already are serving students but not providing the kind of science programming that we can provide. And then we've expanded to go over to the schools as well, and they just stay after school. And that solves a lot of the transportation problems that a lot of people have.
I kind of think of this as like the science mobile, traveling around and taking it to community centers where they wouldn't normally have access to it. And they were talking about things like, you know, times, and it's hard to schedule curriculum inside the community centers and all that. Anyway, they were there looking for funding too. I don't remember whether they got approved. I think they did, but I don't remember. Might have been just more information at the point, but I thought it was neat. It was neat to see women who are emphatic and people who are emphatic about science and teaching kids and some of the cool stuff that they are doing and the way it helps to build character and confidence in addition to just math skills, which is wonderful. Again, Pensacola Mess Hall. Hey, if you've got any kind of a plumbing repair you need done, a leak, a drip, a weird sound on the wall when you flush the toilet, which, you know, the plumbing shouldn't talk back to you, and if it starts and then it stops because it gets quiet, that's not good. That's usually worse. Call Barbary Plumbing. They'll come out and fix it. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. Thank you for all the great texts about snorkeling, by the way. I appreciate it.